Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketel Blad. Parsha Re'eh. Observe. Week 47, 6th Aliyah. However, there should be no poor among you, for in the land the Lord your God is giving you to possess as your inheritance, he will richly bless you, if only you fully obey the Lord your God and are careful to follow all these commands I am giving you today. Give generously to him and do so without a grudging heart. Then, because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything you put your hand to. Do not consider it a hardship to set your servant free, because his service to you these 6 years has been worth twice as much as that of a hired hand. And the Lord your God will bless you in everything you do. Deuteronomy 15, verses 4, 5, 10, and 18. The two things that bring financial blessings. This text speaks about two things that are cause of financial blessings. The first one is obedience to the commandments. If the Jews keep the commandments of the Torah, they will be highly prospered with wealth and means to achieve well-being. The same happens with the other nations. If they keep the commandments that are for them, they will be highly prospered. This principle also applies at a personal level. The one who obeys the Eternal will be blessed by him, also regarding material prosperity. However, individual prosperity also depends to a certain extent on the general situation of the people to which the individual belongs. It's much easier for a person to be prosperous in a country in which rules are followed and it has thus become a prosperous country than in a country in which there is corruption, fraud, and theft. The second thing that produces financial prosperity is tzedakah, charity, generosity towards the needy. Time after time, the Torah repeats that if we help the poor or needy, the Eternal is going to bless us in everything we do for a living. Do you want to be blessed at work? Keep the commandments and share what you have with the needy. Blessings and shalom.